Hello, friends of Ahom Moshe. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, we are told about a person going to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, "Api HaTorah Asher Yoruha Ve'al HaMishpat Asher Yomer Lucha Tase," based on the words that they tell you a person should follow. Lo Sasur Men HaDavar Asher Yagidu Lucha Yamun Usmol, don't veer from what the Sanhedrin tells you to the right or to the left. Rashi famously here says, even if the Sanhedrin tells you that your right is your left and your left is your right, nonetheless, a person should still follow and listen to what they say. The Ramban elaborates this and says somewhat slightly different. The Ramban says, it's not a matter of them telling you that what factually is right is your right is your left, but rather, afilu marin be'enecho al hayamin. It means even if what appears to you to be your right, and the Sanhedrin tells you, no, that's incorrect, that's your left, and vice versa, you should follow them, even though it seems to you that they're incorrect. Nonetheless, you should follow them. The Ramban here says, and he explains the concept behind this mitzvah, and he says that we know that there are many different opinions about many different things in the Torah, and it's difficult often to come to a consensus. And if we allow everyone just to do as they see fit, it will turn into what he says, the Torah will be Ta'ase HaTorah Kama Toros. It will look like there are many different Torahs and ways to observe the religion. And therefore, he says, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Sanhedrin, to the Beis Din HaGadol, who is going to come to some sort of conclusive psak and decision as to what should be done in any given case, and that will, in a certain sense, unify the people in the way that they are living according to the Torah. Now, it's interesting because the Ramban gives three examples of how this will play out. And his examples are, number one, a person goes to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din says, this food is kosher. And the person says, I don't really think I think it really seems like to me it's treif, but the Beis Din saying it's kosher. Or the Beis Din says that a certain person must be put to death, and a person says, I really think they're innocent. I can't believe that the Beis Din wants me to kill this person. The Beis Din says that a certain malacha is allowed to be done on Yom Kippur or Shabbos. And the person says, I think I really can't do this, but the Beis Din says I can do it. Now, it's interesting because I think many people believe and view this mitzvah as going in one direction. And they view it as, I come to the Beis Din and I ask a question, and I'm hoping that something is mutter, and the Beis Din says, you can't do it, usser, always the chumrah. And the Torah is telling us, lo sasur. If they tell you that it's asur, you can't veer from that. And it's interesting just to note that the three examples the Ramban gives are all in the other direction. It's all areas where the Beis Din is telling you this is okay to do. It's something that we might feel uncomfortable about doing, about eating the non-kosher, or doing the malacha on Yom Kippur, or killing the innocent person in court. And Beis Din is telling you, no. We say that it's okay to do. This food is not a problem. You may eat it. You may do this on Yom Kippur. It's all examples of where the Beis Din is telling you that you can do it. And on that, the Ramban says, the Torah is telling us to have the confidence in the word of the Beis Din as representatives of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and that Hashem's not out to get us. And that what the Beis Din says and paskins as mutter to do, we can do without having second thoughts about that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.